future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host in the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Today's Friday. It's the 20th of April, 2018. It's been a super exciting week for us at SVK Crypto and all of our community. We have been at the Huboy, as we say in England, event this Tuesday. Or, as my Asian friends tell me, Huabe event on Tuesday. Either or, it was a great event. It was a great show. I spoke about it a little bit on the Wednesday podcast, but we're really, really privileged to be there. It was a great vibe, great community, and we're looking forward to them moving to London and getting set up over here. So that's going to be super exciting. On Wednesday, we had the SVK Crypto in association with Lisk event. Another great event. An absolute blowout. We had a really good time and the vibe was electric. The room was kicking. Really great turnout. So we're really happy for everyone that came down. Big thank you from the SVK Crypto guys. The market, I mean, well, where do I start today? I think I want to start with Switchio. The guys at Switchio have done a great job. As I've spoken about in previous podcasts, we have nothing but love for the Switchio team. And today they've absolutely delivered on everything they've set out to do. And when I mean delivered, I'm talking about their token price has appreciated almost 120% today. So they've done a really good job. I spoke to the guys over in Singapore today. And they're really happy with what's going on. And they said, for me to tell all the listeners out there, you guys, a big thank you for everything you've done for the Switchio community. Whether that's meant you've joined the Telegram, whether that's you've told someone about the project, whatever it may be, a big thank you from the Switchio group. So hats off to those guys. They've done a phenomenal job. And I know they're celebrating hard tonight. So good on them. Bitcoin's currently trading at $8,513. That's up 3.5% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum's currently trading at $589. That's up 6% in the last 24 hours. We have EOS, $11.17. That's up. Woohoo! That's up nearly 20%. That's up nearly 20% today thus far. So those guys have been executing. Nothing but love for the EOS project at SVK Crypto. We have NEO, $75. That's up 3.5%. And we also have, I want to give a big shout out to R-Chain, which is up 21% today, and they're currently trading at $1.44. With that in mind, let's get on to the next part of the show.
Crypto news flash. Crypto news stories from around the world.
JP Morgan tests its Quorum blockchain platform after a year of development. JP Morgan Chase, the National Bank of Canada, and other banking sector participants have tested the Quorum blockchain platform with the intent to make the process of issuing financial instruments more efficient, Reuters reports today. Other participants in the April 18th experiment were Goldman Sachs Asset Management, Pfizer, Legg Masons Incorporate, Western Asset, and other certificate of deposit investors. David Furlong, the Senior VP of Artificial Intelligence, Venture Capital, and Blockchain at the National Bank of Canada, said that blockchain-related technologies have the potential to bring about major change to the financial service industry. Well, hang on a second. This guy is in charge of artificial intelligence, venture capital, and blockchain. I mean, this guy's got one hell of a job. In March, JP Morgan reported that they were considering making Quorum an independent entity as a way to attract more partners that could be scared off if they also competitors of JP Morgan. Uma Farooq, JP Morgan's head of blockchain initiatives, told Reuters today that an excess of customer services requests is one reason to spin off Quorum. Farooq told and added that there has been interest shown by some unnamed financial institutions, and that in the meantime, Quorum further develops by welcoming blockchain-savvy engineers from other JP Morgan divisions. Great story. Let me know your thoughts. Let's jump on to the next one. Ethereum's Buterin. Altcoin valuations far ahead of accomplishments. Ethereum's co-founder, Vitalik Buterin, has hit out a blockchain platform, Tron, among others, telling mainstream media 2 days ago, it was an example of projects that never had soul. Speaking to the Financial Times, along with comments which range from Ethereum's success to his views of the establishment, Beutrin focused on the rapid rise of the ERC-20 standard tokens using his network's blockchain. There's projects that never had soul, that are just like rah rah, price go up, Lambo, vroom, buy, buy, buy now. The publication quotes him as explaining. Following an unpublished critique of the Chinese platform Tron, Beutrin then described its token market cap, which at one point in January hit $17 billion, as an example of a valuation that is far ahead of what his space has actually accomplished for the world. Tron had come under major suspicion from various sources as it began to accrue huge investment without issuing a functioning product at that moment, its testnet implementation only being announced earlier this month. Currently, the token's market cap is just under $3.3 billion, down from nearly $18 billion a couple of months back. Great story. Let's get on to the next one. MEPs vote in favor of tighter AML regulations for crypto trading. Members of the European Union Parliament have voted in favor of the EU anti-money laundering reforms, which will include close regulation for cryptocurrencies, by 574 votes to 13 votes, with 60 absences, according to the UEP press release, April 19th. The agreement, known colloquially as 5AMLD, is the fifth update to the EU's anti-money laundering directive. It comes in the wake of the terrorist attack of 2015 and 16 in Paris and Brussels, as well as the Panama Papers leak, the press release noted. The new reforms strengthen transparency rules to prevent the large-scale funds with specific speculations and stipulations to address risks associated with cryptocurrencies. 5AMLD requires crypto exchanges and custodian wallet providers to apply customer due diligence controls to be registered, and also put pressure on trust and trading companies to reveal holders of virtual currency. The press release underscores that the reforms are a bid to stamp out anonymity in the crypto trading sphere. More broadly, the reforms grant the right of access to data of beneficial owners of firms, trust, and similar arrangements to anyone who can demonstrate a legitimate interest, including citizens, investigative journalists, and NGOs. Alongside data transparency laws, 5AMLD proposes toughened measures against tax evasion. So it's kind of a shame they're doing this. They obviously want to get people's tax. So when they want to find out how much they hold, and then they can send them a big old tax bill, which kind of sucks, right? Especially with the in the EU itself. So anyway, let me know your thoughts. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
Top Twitter tweet of the day.
The top Twitter tweet of the day goes to AngelList, and you can go follow them at AngelList. And here's the tweet. Crypto jobs have doubled again in the last 3 months. Come on, the crypto. The second tweet goes to at crypto, and you can go follow them at crypto. Bitcoin is on track for its first back-to-back week of gains this year in 2018. Woohoo!
SBK's current global crypto view.
Listen, here's the situation. We are in Shoreditch. It is nearly 7:30 in the evening. It's a nice sunny day. Young Oliver wants to go out, so I'm going to wrap this up real quick. I'm going to keep it short and sweet. Thank you so much for your attention. We really appreciate for you guys tuning in every day like you do. We really appreciate the support. And remember to follow us on all our socials. You can follow us on Telegram, SVK Space Crowd. Keep up to date with our Twitter account, at @SVK_crypto. And if you're really feeling to contact the team, message myself, cstory at svkcrypto, cstory at svkcrypto.com. Thank you once again for all the support that you guys give us. We couldn't do it without you. Have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday with an exclusive interview. That's a wrap.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.